This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are looking for the suspect who may be responsible for striking two people on the head with a metal pipe in two separate attacks.
Cops in the 42nd precinct saying the first pipe attack happening 2:30 in the afternoon on May 10th, 165th Street and 3rd Avenue in Morrisania. Some type of argument between the suspect and a 31-year-old man left that victim with a deep gash in his head from the metal pipe. 9 hours later, again, on a BX-19, this time near Crotona Park, an argument leading to an 18-year-old being smashed in his head with a pipe. Now, both of these victims from that day did have to go to the hospital, but are expected to recover. As police tell us, they hope now this surveillance footage will lead to an arrest. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
And the NYPD is investigating after several robberies at the same yeshiva in Brooklyn. Cops say between February 4th and May 24th, a suspect broke into the school on Church Avenue in Borough Park three times and stole bags, cash, or credit cards each time. Anyone with any information about these incidents is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. And two city council members are introducing a bill to give a discount on city bikes to students and seniors. Councilman Christopher Marte is one of the lawmakers introducing the measure. He told 1010 Winds.
We want to make sure that people can get to where they need to go, whether that's school or to a doctor's appointment, safe, fast, and make our city greener.
The discount would be offered to seniors over the age of 65 and public school students over the age of 16. The council members say the discounts on city bikes can help give access to safe, affordable, and healthy transportation across the five boroughs. Mayor Adams will be delivering remarks at a cryptocurrency conference today in Las Vegas. And he won't be the only elected official at the Bitcoin Conference 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance also expected to speak after he attends a high-dollar fundraiser in Vegas. Mayor Adams has been a supporter of cryptocurrency since the beginning of his term, and his appearance at the Vegas event comes 1 week after he hosted New York City's first-ever crypto summit. He's hailed cryptocurrency and promoted it as a tool for economic growth. Saying we need to provide a voice for the voiceless, Nassau County legislator John Ferretti is proposing a new law that would ban any convicted animal abuser from owning a pet again in Nassau. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
Once this bill is passed and becomes law, we need the community to step up to identify animal abusers who are on the registry. And if they see something, say something. Please contact the SPCA so we can enforce this new law.
Ferretti calls pet ownership a privilege and says those who abuse it should lose it. There's been an arrest in that cannabis gummies incident a couple of months ago at Long Island's William Floyd Middle School. Police say it was 22-year-old Wilmer Castillo Garcia of Mastic who gave the gummies to a student who in turn passed them out to several classmates, putting at least 11 of them in the hospital. And now Castillo Garcia accused of distributing more than just cannabis gummies. Police say officers executing a warrant yesterday at his home also found cocaine, cash, and other evidence of drug dealing. He's under arrest on a number of charges, including criminal sale of a controlled substance and endangering the welfare of a child. A rally is planned for outside City Hall to demand an end to carriage horse rides in New York City.
Adita Bernkrant is the executive director of the group Nightclass, telling 1010 Winds that they just feel enough is enough here and that this latest incident proves their point that the horse carriage industry in the city cannot continue. Now, I asked her, isn't this popular with tourists? She says, not really.
We've been flooded with calls and messages and emails from people all over the world, outraged that horse carriages are still even allowed after all of the cruelty, all of the crashes, all of the horse deaths, the injuries to people.
The horses Shadow and Hamilton broke free on the East Drive at Central Park Monday. That both their drivers were hurt. In fact, one broke his wrist. But the operators say the horses were not hurt. In fact, the union says what's needed is hitching posts to tether horses while they're idle, as this debate no doubt will go on. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Speaking of horses, Governor Hochul has just announced plans to bring one of the biggest events in horse racing to our area.
I am so proud that for the first time since 2005, the Breeders' Cup will be coming to the Belmont in 2027.
The event will come about a year after the completion of the billion-dollar renovation project at Belmont. The other big annual event at the track, the Belmont Stakes, is being run next month, like it was last June, up at Saratoga. The Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial continues today with testimony from an LAPD officer, an LA fire arson inspector, and another of Combs' alleged victims. Yesterday, one of Combs' former assistants told the court that Combs once threatened to kill her and that she saw him wave a gun years later during an angry rush to find Kid Cudi, the rival rapper who had once dated Combs' on-and-off girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Combs is accused of using his influence in the music business to sexually abuse Cassie and other women. He's pleaded not guilty and says all encounters were consensual. Well, we're about to hear more from New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, but nothing like his 25-hour speech on the Senate floor.
I can't allow this body to continue without doing something different, speaking out. The threats to American people and American democracy are grave and urgent, and we all must do more. We all must do more against them.
Booker has announced he's written a new book, which he describes as a story on the virtues vital to our success as a nation and the lessons we can learn from generations of Americans who fought for those virtues. Stand is due out November 11th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.